All right, welcome back, all my nerds, geeks, blurts, freaks, to another episode of Geeky Sexually Intellectual. This is day two of part two with my co-host for the weekly bullshit is Teffy Wonder from Head Nerds in Charge and comedian Ice McGowan of Animation Podcast for my Zeus Nemesis Petty. So we just gonna roll into it. Enjoy. The Weekly Bullshit Report. The technology was stolen by QB. So I'm like, boo-boo, you know that was going to come to light. You can't be thinking you're going to thrive and people suing you at the gate.
They're so cute. Sulk out.
So my piece on that is goodbye to good riddance to trash, because that was trash to me 10 minutes. I don't even know what the subscription was.
No. Did you have to pay for the content?
Yes, girl.
Oh, no wonder nobody watched. I thought it was free, but I just was like, I'm not downloading another app to watch these little 10-minute skits. Like, that to me didn't make sense. I was like, you better put that shit on YouTube.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because you can charge people on YouTube because they have movies, YouTube movies. But I'm just like,
but not for a 10-minute skit. I might pay $3.99 for a movie I haven't watched in a minute because I ain't got it on. I can't find it nowhere on DVD. But I'm not paying. And what was the price?
Girl, I don't know. I was so uninterested. I didn't even check it out.
It was too high for niggas. I know that much.
Exactly. But the crazy thing is, if you go to Apple or Google Play Store, it's still there. And if you download it, it gives you an error message at login. So I'm like, y'all just get that shit off these platforms. It's not coming back to life. You can't resuscitate it, boo-boo.
They doing the most.
They didn't do enough research.
Oh, God.
And stop stealing.
They should, you know what they should have did? They should have did a Quibi channel on YouTube, and then you could charge for some of the content there because it's already on a platform that people are familiar with, that's easy to use. They could run YouTube ads on similar fucking YouTuber videos, and it probably would have went way better for them. They played the same game that Time Warner is playing right now with the HBO Max app, except they ain't got Time Warner money or the draw or content.
Yeah, because that's a trendy marketing plan. First of all, at 10 minutes, they just kept pushing it. 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm like, that's not, no longevity. I didn't see any longevity behind 10-minute shows or movies. Because they would advertise them as movies, but then they would break them out into 12, what would they call them? They didn't call them episodes. They called them like chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like back. Do you remember trying to watch like anime in like middle and high school, and you had to watch it in parts on like YouTube or something,
and then find another channel,
right? Had to hope it was in English or that it was subtitled, because sometimes they would start and they would start at different parts. Sometimes.
Yes, and you'd be like, "What the hell? This is Quibi. Why is this Quibi episode in Spanish?"
That was Quibi. You had to watch six parts of the same Sailor Moon episode.
Yes, child. Oh, God. But hey, they tried. Everybody should try at a dream, but that just crashed and burned.
I get it, because like I said, you want to, all the money is in having people come to an app that you own. Mm-hmm. Put it, if you got to pay to put it on another platform, that gets to be real expensive. That's why everybody is taking their content off Netflix so that they can, and trying to draw people onto their own separate apps. Yep. It's really annoying for the consumer, but it makes dollars and cents for these businesses. Quibi didn't have any established content that was interesting enough worth the price. You gambled and you lost, boo.
Oh, well, it's going, I'm going to forget it after we done having this conversation. Forgot about him actually till I saw that report.
I said that too. I was like, that sucks. And it went right about my day.
Yes. I'm like, oh, rich people problems. Next. The next topic on the Weekly Bullshit Report is fucking, according to Engadget.com, Disney World. was adding digital face masks to their guests in their ride photos, meant to discourage riders from taking their mask off for the sake of the picture.
What?
That don't even make no sense.
Hey, you have to run that back by me one more again, because I swear you didn't say what you just said.
Yes, and that was their response to it. Like, oh, why did you think you should put these digital masks on? Because we wanted the guests to understand that they should keep their mask on. Why you even wait that long? You should have told them at the gate when they were entering the park. Bitch, put your mask on. That's not going to deter anybody. Thanks. You put the mask on for me so I don't look like trash out here in these Corona streets. Thank you.
Right. All you're doing is removing the responsibility. What you should be doing is blasting these people on social media. Like, yes. Do you want to know why we had to close this asshole? Look at him. Yes. No mask. Johnny,
put
no
little
mask.
Animated Corona characters around the head.
Right. Right, that's what you should have been doing. Instead, you make them look cool.
Yes, like, and responsible. But my whole thing is, from the gate, I was upset with Disney World and all of their parks because they shut down momentarily. Then they started putting all those social media posts up. Hey, everyone, Disney World is opening back up safely. We're allowing our guests to wear their masks and distance 6 feet. And yeah, I'm like, how do you distance somebody 6 feet on a motherfucking roller coaster? And you screaming and spittle is like, how you do that? How, Sway?
I've been to Disney World like twice, two or three times, something like that. So I've been to Disney World. It is, and I went in the summer. It is the most uncomfortable place on earth.
I know that's right.
It's an amazing experience. One of a kind, truly. It is hot in Orlando. It is so hot. And there are very few places where I've had that much fun and also been that uncomfortable my whole life. And I was at 17.
Like
right. It is, but oh shit, I'm going to get in line for the Stitch ride. It's so hot. I am so serious. When we went to Disney, I went to Disney World twice. Mm-hmm. I went once at night and then during the day and then a separate time during the day with my family. It is so hot. You are so uncomfortable standing in line for the rides. Like I said, it's a great experience. Mm-hmm. You get to see the parade, you get to ride on the rides, have your pictures taken with the characters. It's a great experience while you're doing stuff, but when you're just standing around, I was like, this is gonna be a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
because there's no way you was gonna catch people standing around in 92 degree weather with 100% humidity. Amen. With masks on.
I'm like, and I didn't do any research on it. I just off the cuff, knee-jerk reaction was like you said, the heat. How are you going to do this? The only feasible way that I could see this happening is if you had reservation entrances to where somebody worked out the math. Okay, we can have 50 families every 2 hours, and then they could socially distance so they can get on and get off these at these lines and on these rides and at our park.
Which they said they was going to do, but when them pictures came out at Disney World, it wasn't like that at all.
Yeah, they was body to body. I was like, okay, y'all lied. And then when they dropped that, we opening the parks. I say, oh, cool, bet. Are you going to hire back all your animators and everybody that you like? I was like, y'all doing a lot wrong here, Disney. Nope, they were like, we're trying to get this money because they had fired all them people and then got a bailout. And I was like, y'all, see, I'm trailing off. They're not doing right except for on this streaming platform.
See, that was the thing. Disney, as Disney, the theme parks lost money.
Yes.
Disney, like the company, the rest of them niggas was doing all right.
Yeah. Huge divide within the company. Ugh.
Right.
Child. Anyway.
I feel bad because I knew people who like used to be actors like at like the Disney World park, and it is like, you do it for the love of it and not because the job is like super great. And think all those people lost their jobs, all those people who did not get hired back because they cut back on the staff, and then to just see them like fuck up.
But my thing is, everybody, small time business owners, huge corporations, everybody at some point in this corona season had to learn how to pivot. Like my full-time job, I work in catering, and we was like, we do weddings. Can't do no weddings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when they
y'all probably missed wedding season.
Yeah. A million times we had weddings cancel. We had people that didn't cancel, but they drastically dropped their head counts. So we was like, we losing money hand over fist. Right. And me and another one of my coworkers make the most in the company. Everybody else is like kitchen workers, you know, hourly based people. So I was like, oh God, I don't want to lose my job. So my boss, being the genius she is, I love a black owned business. she was like, I got to pivot. How do I get money circulating back into our company? So we had to pivot. We, you know, do takeaway meals. We on Uber and DoorDash. We do cooking plans. You have to learn how to pivot to stay relevant and viable, not just for yourself, but for your employees. These people,
for the people who depend on you. Yeah.
So I'm like, even with Disney, they have shows that they couldn't just have because social distancing. But I'm like, what happened? Everybody's doing shit. Look at us, two different states. We still doing this shit. Why weren't they having online shows and having, make it paid, a paid ticket cost?
You would have thought their animation, they would have wrapped the animation way up, because that's something you don't have to be in the office to do.
Exactly.
You can animate from home. Like, yeah,
but even, I'm saying like their live performances that people go and watch at the parks, you could have aired that online and paid through their website to watch the shows. You and your kids, well, we're going to watch this Little Mermaid live action, you know, you don't get to have the dinner with the show, but you get the show. I saw something else the other day. There was an aquarium in Arizona or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had no people at the aquarium, but they had a woman that worked there that did live video walkthroughs. So you can still see all the fish. She's explained to you about the fish. I'm like, you got to learn how to pivot to keep people safe and people employed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, Disney. Come back again. Try again. Okay.
Try again, boo-boo.
So the last but not least, because I know you didn't already spoke on it, everybody done spoke on it. Letitia damn Wright and cancel culture.
Sis.
I'm going to let you start this out, because you got all the mouths fulls.
Look. And I'll be trying not to go there with people, especially people I like.
I'm
but stop. Stop. Okay. So if you don't know, sis had to, she had to completely delete all of her social media, probably because Kevin Feige himself called her and was like, bitch, shut up. Because she retweeted anti-vaxxer propaganda against the COVID-19 vaccine. Now,
I'm going to stop her. Speak on that video, because a lot of people, like myself, I didn't click on the video because it's a lot of fake news and people turning stuff to fit what they're talking about. So speak on the video, because a lot of people said that was already problematic.
So the So the video was the thing I had the biggest problem with. Mm-hmm. One, because it was Jesus. So one, the video was full of harmful misinformation about vaccines, how vaccines work, about the COVID-19 vaccine itself. Mm-hmm. So and we live in a time where I always have to explain herd immunity to people, and never have I had to do it more so than like now, because mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is why we're getting diseases that we have not seen in years. Like, nobody used to get whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody used to get the measles because you took a vaccine, your kids got vaccines, and we eradicated these diseases through science.
Exactly.
So she shared this video that actually was flagged and removed for being bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she decided to be like, well, you guys just don't like it because it's not the popular liberal agenda.
So she based her whole cornerstone of her opinion off this video? You couldn't have stood alone without this trash ass video.
There's plenty of people, black, white, and hashtag other, who do not feel safe taking the coronavirus vaccine.
Yeah.
That is not the issue. The issue is that you are not an informed person making this decision, mm-hmm. and you have a platform where you can influence the thoughts of several thousands, potentially millions of people, and you're not doing it in a responsible way. Mm-hmm. I was like, she probably watched 10 minutes of this video, was like, yep, this is what I be talking about. Didn't do any research for what the video was about. Didn't do any research about
stuff, because I heard,
oh yeah, baby. She didn't do any research on who this person was that like made the video, and she just decided that was her hill that she was going to die on.
Oh my god. She
was fighting with doctors in her mentions who were like, no sis, this is what this is. I'm a respected person in my field. I am a healthcare professional. This information you're spreading is wrong. And she was like, oh, goddamn liberals.
But that's a product of society. People can never say I was wrong. They can't go back. Like I was telling somebody else, I've laid the egg. I can't put it back. I refuse to put it back.
You know what you can do? You can scramble that egg and feed somebody.
Exactly. Some knowledge.
I always tell people, you ain't got to be loud and wrong.
Yes.
Like you can be wrong and be quiet.
Yes.
Like, you can just be like, just delete the tweet. Go about your business.
And she could have even had a retracted statement. Okay, you guys, I've heard what you said. I did some more research and I apologize for any way this may have hurt the social impact it could have caused.
Right.
Nope. I said it and I'm sticking to it.
Goddamn liberals.
Now, I heard on Fantastic Frankie, she put it up and she said it was just something that was thrown around. It wasn't actual fact, is that they were thinking about firing her from her role as Shuri.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was it really worth it?
So Frankie also brought up another point, where Gina Carano, who is apparently like a Trumpy.
Yes, girl. I seen some
hashtag,
of the comments.
Yeah, hashtag freedom fighter. She's a TERF. All around trash bag person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's anti-mask, anti-vaccine. Like, girl, go somewhere. But people were mad because they were like, well, if Gina Carano deserves to be fired for the stuff that she says,
mm-hmm.
why also not Letitia Wright be fired for the things that she's saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, having said that, I don't necessarily think they're on the same level.
Yeah.
Because this is Letitia Wright's first offense. Gina Carano has been doing this for a while.
Oh, yes, a minute.
She's been tweets. Yeah, she's been trashed for a minute. And also her being a TERF directly impacts the show, mm-hmm. because Pedro Pascal, the guy who does the voice and is the face of The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. his sister is trans.
Yeah.
So even though he doesn't do a lot of like the body and stunt work on the show, that does directly affect him as the lead actor on the show, having someone who is TERF and he has a trans sister.
Yes.
So I was like, that is where I kind of like feel like there's the difference is being made. Because if she one thing, if Disney's like, bitch, you got to get that vaccine to come back to work, should be in line.
Yeah.
No matter how she feel, she ain't gonna fuck up that paycheck that bad.
Yes, and that's why I say it's an equal thing, but differences are apparent. So in those comments of Frankie's post, it's hard not to. It's always right there at the forefront. I brought up race. I was like, oh, here's another story. Not to say that Letitia was right at all, but here's another mm-hmm. story of the outspoken black woman, not that what she was speaking on was valid at all, against right. the problematic black woman versus the outspoken white woman. So if that was such a bad thing, if she, the white woman was doing such a bad, it's just horrible, she would have been fired. But now the little black girl say some whopsided and was like, oh, we talking about it immediately, letting your ass go.
Right.
That's a thing in life. And somebody came for me, wrote me some motherfucking like thesis statement.
You should have tagged me because I had time.
You should have tagged me. I was rolling in my bed just and then he write all that shit. Some little boy, because when I clicked on his profile, I say, this look like a child. He may be in his 20s, but I ain't got no time. And then I just put in there hashtag, I said what I said. And then he read me another one. Why does it always have to be race? It's not about that.
Oh my God.
And then I wrote him back, hashtag, I said what I said. Hashtag, say so.
Should have I wish you would have tagged me, because I'd be looking for a fight sometimes. Like,
you and Frankie, girl, and I'd be living for
I'd be listen, I'd be the one skating at the hockey match with no sticks, hands ready, just looking to get in some shit.
Get your ass in a box, Tiffany.
Right. Just get off the ice. You doing too much.
You ain't scored a somebody point since we hired you. Yeah.
You know what I did do though?
Put these hands down. Yes, girl, but I hope that baby has learned her lesson. It's not the fact that she is not allowed to have her opinion, but like us all, you need to be informed. And if you're not, ask questions.
Right. Or even if, like, even if she was just like, I just don't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to back that opinion up, because your feelings, how you feel about a thing is valid. How you react to it is not.
Yeah.
You can feel.
Because I feel the same way about the vaccine. That's just me as a person, because of historically we've been tested on as a people, whether you Native American, you Black, whatever the case. So you always, it's a learned mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fucking with the medical system in society. If you a person of color, sometimes they come for you and they try to be acting like they gonna help you and they killing you in the same breath. So somebody put in a comment I saw about the vaccine. It was like, I'm gonna say this, if I do get the vaccine, I'm going to an affluent neighborhood and get mine. I was like, damn, Skippy.
You right, I'm gonna get mine out by my job and
where the mansion's at. I know. So I feel that all the way. But that's our show, Tiffy girl. We had to put our unadulterated, unapologetically Black spin on it. And yes, that's the weekly bullshit report.
This is fun.
So yes, you all, if you enjoyed that, please let us know. Send us your topics, send us your comments. What's your hot take on it? And I asked Tiffy if she would come back from time to time to do this, because she's my favorite shit talker.
Listen, oh, I love shooting shit. Don't get me wrong. Girl, I'd be ready.
Let the people know where they can find you in these streets.
Oh my God. So if you want to follow me, one, gotta shout out my show at Head Nerds in Charge. We are Head Nerds in Charge on all platforms. Facebook, we go live Wednesdays 8-ish to 10-ish on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We are Head Nerds in Charge on all platforms. You can follow me there. I do videos and stuff for us all the time. If you would like to follow me personally, I am Teffy Wonder on Instagram. Help me get to 1,000 followers by May. I'm doing so
good. She put some ass on a page, she get on a pole and she dance.
First of all, I cannot wait. I'm so hyped. I'm officially 6 weeks out from surgery, so yes, about to have my ass all the way back out again. Oh yeah, so follow me. I got big titties and ass.
And sometimes they come out to make an appearance.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Like I said, it's been a pleasure having you, and I can't wait to see you possibly next week.
Yay.
All right, boo. You take it easy. Y'all be safe in the PA, because they didn't shut it down. I know.
Don't remind
me. That'll make a scene on our show. Anyway, I holla. The Fates call Heron up. They show him his past, present, and possible future, and he has to make a decision to save his friends or continue on his path. I'm just like, I would be up there just confused as fuck.
Yeah.
Because you want to help me, but you down in me. I don't really want to be here, but right. I need your support so I can be better. These three bitches on the mountain called me up. They right. really ain't giving me no answers.
Three bitches on the mountain.
The future is always ever changing. Like, bitch, what is it?
Jokes like I can be your something. Like, she made a sexual innuendo.
Yes,
like,
I can bite you if I want to. Not with your old ass.
Yeah. Get your old sacred titties off my face. I bite you. You like you bite me. Your teeth will still be on me.
Like, exactly.
Stop it.
And they was just weird as fuck. And that would be irritating to me. But like, why the fuck did y'all even call me up here? Because you're not telling me the end result. I need to know the end result.
Like big fish. Like, let me know how this shit gonna go.
Exactly. So he walk up out that piece. And I'm just like, what is he gonna do? Because I tried to put myself in a position. And I was like, would I? Because it's the world at stake. I know you want to help your friends. But if you help your friends and the world ends, did you really save them?
Back to them. And it's also come down to the trust in your friends. It's like, you know what? They got it. Like,
yeah.
I trust my friends enough. They gonna figure the shit out.
Yeah. And you up here training for a reason. So maybe you might not even be no help to them.
Right.
Yeah. Trash ass nigga. Okay. So episode 7. Zeus is straight chilling in the spa. Getting his hot tub on. And Seraphim jumps out of nowhere and stabs this motherfucker in the throat. And cut his head off. And I was like, pause. That shit just really happened. That's the opener for this episode. Yeah. And it comes down to it that it was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, from one of those damn Aniri that they was talking about at the beginning of the episode. So they swoop in, taking over his nightmares, and Zeus snatched that shit out and send it on its way. And he tells...
It's like, stop, bitch, don't be crazy.
Yeah, don't play here. So Zeus tells Seraphim the truth about his past and how that involves Hera. And how Zeus actually saved him and watched over him. So Hera had his ass thinking it was her, and it was really Zeus, because he was like, I put this little bastard in this precarious situation. Let me watch over him.
And she, because Hera saw it, because she made it look like she helped him.
Yeah.
But when those situations were really going down, she walked away. She was like, and just walked away.
Like, change the channel.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So Zeus saved the little dude, and he told Seraphim, you know, hey man, you actually killed your mom, and Hera think that shit is some petty pleasure over there. So you just helping her win on all fronts and fucking yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and Zeus tells Seraphim where he can find his uncle. He was like, I'm not gonna make you bend to my will. That's what the fuck she doing. I'm giving you free will over here. I'll tell you exactly where he is, so you can, you know, get over this shit, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he tells his ass, that motherfucker see red. He get on that fucking fucked up lion he got.
That lion is, I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know either. It just looked like boils with wings. But he flew off, found his uncle, his dude. This dude was chilling in a cave for decades. So, basically... You put all this shit in motion and didn't even reap the benefits. Your ass is living in a cave.
Your ass is living in a fucking cave. So easy, a caveman can do it. Your ass ain't even like you were supposed to be. How you go king the caveman?
Exactly.
Just the rats. What the hell's wrong with you?
You was that terrified. You knew this. You didn't even know he had transformed, but you so terrified at the trash shit that you did, he didn't kill all my boys. I know this nigga coming. You got an army. You a king. These motherfuckers can protect you. You thought your best option was to hide in a cave.
In the cave.
And raise chickens.
And he was just sitting there eating, talking. And then I give him a little bit. I mean, my whole thing is, how can you run from somebody your whole life, but be gangster on your deathbed? Like,
that's what I said.
You talking big shit, calling him, oh, you're still weak. What? You've been running for about 30 years. But he weak. Yes.
He tried to hit him with that, I won't give you the satisfaction shit. But he was really trembling on the inside. He had to be. Nigga, you in a cave. We witnessing your fear.
Right. You have no leg to stand on, sir. You're in a cave out of fear.
Yes. But Seraph gave his ass the well-deserved ass whooping he deserved because he cut him in the eye. He said, "That's all. Oh, that's for me." Stabbed him in the leg. "Oh, that's for my caregiver sister." Stabbed him in the chest. "That's for the woman that raised me."
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough. The nigga was dead. He stuck him through the wall, and he beat his ass till he was jelly. Yeah. And I'm like, "Are you still mad?"
Out of his ass.
Yes. I'm like, "You still mad?" Yes, I'm still mad.
He made Uncle Wine out of his ass. It wasn't one of those, you know what, I'm not going to stoop down to your level. It wasn't one of those situations at all.
Yeah.
He got his vengeance.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. If I was in his position, rightfully so, I'd do the same thing.
I'd have just killed everybody else. Ain't like I got you off the bat. I'd have killed all these other people in the name of you. I'm finishing the job.
Yeah. But it ain't finished because Hera ass ain't finished. And she be like, "Okay, so you killed everybody, but you didn't get the man that started it all."
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking unleashes that deal. So let's get back on track because I get heated when I start talking about revenge stories because I was happy for him. I don't like the dude, but I was happy for him that he got that.
That was good.
Yeah. So he beats the shit out of him. Blah, blah, blah. The rest of the mortals that kick you with Heron, they cross the fields of death. I was like, oh. When they start talking about this shit, what's his name? Shinran? He was like, "Hey, listen, y'all cross this field." Yeah. And it was like some biblical shit. He was like, "Y'all cross this shit, but don't turn around. You motherfuckers not going to turn to salt. Y'all going to die. Your worst nightmares is going to come to get you."
And then, because Montaro came, well, I call him Montaro because he's a fucking Minotaur and fucking combat. But like, he, because he popped back up. And then she's like, "I don't want to see your face again because you betrayed me." And he was like, "Look, motherfucker, I know I did, but I didn't at the same time because I made this map again, a double version of it." Because this is all around the map. They needed that map to find power and stuff to figure out to get the, to help get the key and stuff to, so they could like control things. Yeah, or
find that Titan because they destroyed the Titan.
That's it. Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. So that's how they transpired. So Montaro was like, "Hey fam, when y'all go through this valley of death, y'all need to know something. This cursed field, like, look straight and everything around you is bullshit. Don't look back because that's your ass."
Yes. And it was some horrible shit up in there. And a lot of the motherfuckers fell prey to it.
Because that's a trope that a lot of, you know, every, like a lot of media, movies, TV, you know, everything uses. It's like, if I were ever in one of those situations where darker stuff come back, I'm like, "God damn, like, what would be my thing that come up? Like,
yeah,
what would be that thing that would fuck with me?" And it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I hopefully never have to see anything like that. But if it does, I'm like, what would be my shit? Like,
I don't know. I think I'd have had a pretty good run at this life thing.
You know what? I mean,
I done whooped some people's ass, but they deserved it. So,
I don't know. I can't. I don't want to lie on Zoom or over YouTube. I can't say that I've had a good. I mean, I have a good run, and I've done a lot of positive things. But I think I would have some stuff in that field. I would definitely have some stuff in that field that I've learned from. I'm a better human because of it. But
some past bitches would come.
So, you know what? I plead the fifth.
That'd be a lot of motherfuckers' nightmare come to life. All they bitches would come back. "Well, why did you say you loved me? Would you loved her?" And they just pass it down the line.
Like, she's like, "Loved you. He said he loved me." Like,
and then you turn around and they just rip your ass apart. Ah, shit. So we done lost the track. So
they went in the field, not in the field.
A lot of the motherfuckers got chopped up, and some of them made it. The main crew, they made it through. They cross, and Heron saves them when they asked about to fight this big ass giant. That he threw that rock at him. I laughed so hard at this shit. He says that shit real.
That was teaching Hercules. In Hercules, there was just a big thing with him.
You're not talking about that little Danny DeVito goat thing.
It was a big version of him. That's the monster that they had to go, what they was potentially going to go against.
Yeah.
The big monster version of him.
So he was going to get active and Heron put the arrow in his head and it cut that shit short. So So they go into was it a cave? Was it a temple? A coliseum?
Not a coliseum. A museum.
Yeah. So it was basically Seraphim's hideout. So he go up in there. Seraphim asks Charon to join him to end the gods, so nobody else will have to go through what they went through, which makes some sense.
He tried to. He gave him an olive branch. It was a raggedy ass olive branch.
But I feel it. Olive
branch, nonetheless.
What would you have done?
Nah, I can't. As much as I would want to, at this point, all this good work I've done, I don't want to undermine that and undo that. So just off the strength of what my mother would want, I think I would keep the goodness going and say, hey man, like we can be together, but we not like this. Like we figure this out another way. And he, you know, Seraphim was not having that at all.
Yeah, he was like, okay, bitch, I'm giving you a chance. This won't end well if you choose wrong. And I'm like, damn, okay.
And now you said it like that. Now that enticed me not to be on your side because I want to see some shit now. You threatening me? Oh, no.
Threatening me to be on your side. Yeah. So it don't go down like that. They not being on each other's side. And the fight begins. The remaining few flee from Seraphim on that raggedy ass griffin. These battle cats, maybe they not all that.
Them shits are trash.
Yeah, so they.
Assistant Hercules alone for sure.
So they get on the griffin, they take all they asses to Mount Olympus. Now everybody breaking the rules, all the mortals running rampant.
Like, you know what? That's like when you invite your friends somewhere and then they start inviting all the rest of their homies. It's like, fam, I invited you, not all these other motherfuckers.
Yes. So they all get up there. They trying to recuperate, come up with a plan. So, but Hera and Ares step up to Hermes and they just surprise this motherfucker. They double teamed his ass, got his little spirit gauntlet. Yeah. So I was like, oh, she got some real shit going down. Yeah, what is going on here with this? Yeah. So she got the little spirit gauntlet and then Seraphim obtains the little case or the coffin for the Titan spirits, and that's underwater shit. He got that, fought that big ass fucking mechanical giant.
That thing hit fucking Achilles.
He
cut his, I think that was the homage to Achilles and other Greek mythology stuff, because one of the places that he slashed was his heel. He slashed, you know, metal things healed and started bleeding from that, and then he shot it in his eye and chest and stuff and then grabbed it from him.
Yeah, but old boy was like, oh, I underestimated this little motherfucker. Can you see his mouth come up? He was like, oh.
Oh.
I thought that was hilarious. He was like, okay, I ain't finna try to finish this motherfucker. He jumped back in the ocean. I got what came for. Yeah. So he got the little box. He give it to Hera. Hera do that little voodoo she do with that gauntlet, and she releases the Titan spirits back to their corpses. Hmm. I was like, damn, bitch. All he did was fuck somebody.
And all of that, you risking it all. And then in that, she's like, fam, if this works out, I'll give you the seat. And Poseidon was like, like that meme, like, what? And like, who's he? Because up until then, Poseidon was on her side. Yes. And he said some cold shit. He, in the beginning, when he was talking to Zeus, he was like, she was all like, how could you? He was like, that's so foolish being on the side of Hera. And then he's like, the only thing more foolish, nigga, is angering her. So
exactly.
But Zeus ended up being right because
she don't have no loyalties at this point.
She's like, the sea?
That's my shit, bitch.
You're right.
So she was like, yeah, no, you can have that shit. So she releases the spirits. Hera stabs the shit out of Zeus. Disguised as Hermes. That shit was, that was ghost. She hit him and then she flung out off the back.
I'm out, bitch.
Even that face was like, I got you, bitch.
Yeah, it was. And he was just like.
Yes. And then the war finally breaks out against the gods and the Titans because basically Hera is tired of Zeus's shit.
Think about that. You're destroying an entire, two worlds actually, Olympus and Earth, because you are heartbroken. You know, as I said, a woman scorned is nothing to fuck with. And this is a
thing is, why couldn't she just do the same damn thing? I know everybody can't do that.
Go drop that goddess pussy on them one time.
Go to one of your temples and get one of them dudes praying to you.
it's a dude. A man like any type of pussy. The first, obviously, because Zeus out here fucking anybody. But God, yes. This she got to hit different.
That's level 9,000 pussy.
Right, it's over 9,000. He might fuck around and die. So he is so good.
That
he
happy
not worry about nobody coming back.
Oh my God. I just, every episode, it's another layer of just let this shit go, bitch. You are eternal. You can't. Why we here? And that's the thing that got me. She was so on him about enjoying himself. We gonna live forever. Why not?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm again incriminating myself. I'm sorry. It's crazy enough to be with somebody from a marriage perspective.
Oh yeah, I know.
For 50 to 60. My grandparents have been together almost 70 years. Over 70 years now. Huh?
That's just foreign. Like, I see it, but I don't feel it.
And they love each other to death, and they are the epitome of what the good side of marriage looks like. And if I do get married, they will be the reason. Seeing them work out and be great. But eternity is a whole nother thousands, hundreds of years. I'm still with you. Come on now. I would allow it both ways. I have no illusion of grandeur. I'm a great person to be around, and I pride myself on being a great person. But I wouldn't want a motherfucker to be an eternity with me. I know, I understand it. Year 100, I'd be like, all right, fam, I got you. I understand.
Yes. And I was like, she was beyond loyal. Because at this point, you just stupid out here. Like, you buy your time with one person.
The bastard's sons are grown. It ain't like you just got a bunch of babies and you still in. These are grown men now.
Yes. Out going around too. It's crazy to me that she was just like, I'm only giving this pussy to you. And right. You got to die. Everybody got to die.
Everybody got to die. You might maybe get one if the roles were reversed. Maybe. And that's a strong maybe, because I don't even think there'd be facts at this point. You might get one bastard off of me. 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay. He said 7? That's what she said in the thing. 7? Yeah. Somebody in the background was whispering like, that's his 7 bastard child. 7?
Somebody whispered. But my thing is, again, they're eternal. Exactly. His bastards will be dead soon, unless, you know, they go to God level, but they will be dead soon.
All of Mount Olympus is getting fucked at that point. I'm Mount Olympus and I'm going down to Earth, and if there's any other planets that have humans, it ain't gonna be humans. I'm throwing dick on aliens.
Now you're going into that ego territory from Marvel.
Yes, fact.
Like, I done fucked the universe, baby.
I'm out here. I'm out here. I'm Galactus out here. I'm just Galactus, but I'm fucking Silver Surfer. Surfing all the planets. I'm supposed to be out here looking for planets for my boss, Galactus, but I'm out here fucking, okay? Everybody. Because, you know, my girl back at home, her and her cosmic puss been got 7 bastards on me. So I'm making up for lost time.
No, I'm just like, girl, you got to come up with another plan. You can't be out here just all open and letting this motherfucker get to you. Y'all been around a millennia.
To her point, to her defense, though, this is a damn good get back. If you want to make up for 7 kids that somebody had on you, this is a damn good way to catch up.
Yeah, but I think she went too far. I mean, it's one thing to teach somebody a lesson, but she was like, in game, motherfuckers.
Right. Talk about checkmate.
Yeah.
This bitch is the gambit for real.
But what's really, let's say she succeeds. What's really the end game? What is your life looking like?
I think it's just a consistent two of, this is raggedy because of you.
Yeah. Is she going to put the fucking Titans back? Right. Like, when she done? I didn't understand her end game. It got off the rails.
You will finish it and we'll talk about it. But that, like, you ain't gonna have nobody outside of Zeus to really help you with these Titans once they turn up on you and be like, you know what, actually, Hera, fuck you. Like, this is our shit now. Like,
and my whole thing is, okay, you killed your husband. Ain't nobody else fucking with you, bitch. You got eternity. Now you alone?
Good. I am good. Like, you're gonna have to rape me in order for me.
Even then, I'm taking my life because you crazy.
Crazy.
I don't understand the end game. Anyway, that's in reality. I don't understand a lot of these people's end game. They end up going to jail. Like, was it worth it? It wasn't worth it. Okay. So final episode, episode 8. Hera resurrects the giants from the sea, attacks Mount Olympus, and from the gate, she let their asses know they under her control. Because that motherfucker, that rolling motherfucker, she's like, yeah. Nope, snatching your soul.
Yeah. What are you doing, you fucking armadillo? Get out of my face. Stop that dumb shit.
Yeah, it's like, recognize. That's not what we're here for. We're not here for everybody. You let me live, and we can work out a deal.
Nice.
So Zeus' ass is just bleeding out, but he's like, wait a minute, I can't go out like this. He cauterized his own shit with his lightning bolts. I was like, that's fucking gangster.
That was R. I said, that was R.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I ain't at this game yet. They all start fighting with the fucking Titans. Zeus again begs her ass for forgiveness.
Man.
She does not accept that shit. And then she get caught slipping. That motherfucking Titan caught her with the snake tentacles or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it's about to be a wrap.
That's it.
And then Zeus.
They're like, really?
Yeah.
He looked at, he gave her that face like somebody that was tied. Like, really? The Titans? You that mad?
That mad.
You know these niggas raggedy. You know it.
They ain't got, you can't control that shit. That's just rage incarnate. So anyway, they grab her ass up. They about to rip her in half. And I was for it. I was like, oh, this is the end of everything. But nope. Zoop says he felt a twinge of love for and blasted her ass loose. So he trying to, you know, whatever he was trying to do, his ass get caught slipping by the same fucking Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, get him. Then he see old girl, Hera laying on the ground trying to recuperate herself. And he was like, I'm just gonna smash this bitch like a bug. And Zeus like, I ain't have it. That's still my baby mama.
You're still it.
And this motherfucker implodes himself. I was like, did he really just kill himself? Or did he just overpower? He went Super Saiyan. Nope.
He pulled a Vegeta. Yeah, he definitely
pulled a Vegeta. No, he pulled the, what's that little dude from Dragon Ball? 10. He pulled a 10.
Yeah, and Cheech, not his name.
I mean, not 10. Who am I talking about? That little dude with the big ass eyes.
The little one. Cheat is, that's going to bother me.
That's going to bother me too. But yeah, he was like latched on and blew his fucking self up. I was like, you're not supposed to love her that much. She started all this shit.
Yeah.
She got to go. So he explodes.
Chatsu.
Yeah, that's his name.
That was going to bother me. Yeah. I knew it was something. Yeah. Chatsu did it on Nappa.
Yeah. Like, this is all I can contribute looking at.
I was like, damn, that tickled the fuck out of my face, bro. Did somebody scratch me?
Yes. Oh man. So, you know, he explodes, all that stuff. The twin brothers, they start to fight. The Titans begin, you know, to just tear shit up. And then Hera's like, oh shit. She started having all these romantic flashbacks of her and Zeus in battle. And I'm like, bitch, you should have thought about that in the beginning. Like, it's still some good times.
Talked about that 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm like, what the fuck? So she get caught slipping again, you know, thinking about romantic shit. Seraphim come down, slice that bitch arm off.
Mm.
Get that gauntlet. Smooth off. So as he looking at the gauntlet, you just see the crows come in and flee her ass away. So I'm like, bitch, you caused all this shit. You just gonna get ghosts like that? She's like, yeah, no, I don't want the smoke.
Y'all figure this out. I just started all this shit, but y'all figure it out.
Exactly. So that shit goes down. He get the little gauntlet. He get the fucking the case. And I was like, he got everything he need to have his final revenge. And I'm like, so what make this motherfucker think he can handle the Titans if her ass couldn't handle the Titans?
Right.
He's again, he like that. I worry about it when that shit comes to it. Let's see here. So Heron catches Seraphim slipping. All these motherfuckers slipping. You don't turn your eyes away from the enemy in the middle of a fight. He falls on his ass while he's riding that fucking flying line or whatever the fuck it is. And wow. Yeah. Yeah. Don't talk about my country. We talk about
No, I love it. Okay. Don't get me. I love it. I wish I still had mine. Shout out to St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm with you. I'm here for all the sword. I want all of that.
Ah, not right. I'll be telling myself, don't say sword. It's not sword. It's sword, bitch.
I ain't stopping you one time.
We get the list. I got the list of all the mental notes. I tell myself, don't say that. Okay. People around the United States is listening. It's not ice. It's ice.
I've been called ice all my a long time. Ice, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
McGowan. Anyway, so the shit goes down. Heron gets the box back, and it's just crazy at this point, because I'm like, what is the end game for everybody? So I'm gonna try to get my shit back on the tracks. So Seraphim grabs Heron and jabs this motherfucker's fingers in the side of his face, and I was again pause.
Sick.
Then he grabbed him by the roof of his mouth.
Ain't no adrenaline in the world.
Whew. He got them nails, though. He had them nails.
That man had that manicure on lock.
I would have just probably killed myself because he just looked dirty from head to toe. So, you dying.
Looked like hepatitis.
He did look like hepatitis. You ever seen that anime, the shit where it's the inner human body? I forget the name of it now.
Oh, Osmosis Jones?
Huh? No. It's an anime. It's a I can't remember the name of it now. It's hilarious.
Cartoon with like Chris Rock and shit. Man, back in the day when they used to fight, it was him and the Pill Man.
Yeah,
like, that one.
But it's like that, and it's some viruses in there, and that motherfucker looked just like one of the viruses.
Oh, okay.
That nigga was in Corona in human form. Yeah, so he fucking grabbed this nigga by his top jaw and just sling him up against the wall. They duking it out, and out of nowhere, Heron get them golly punches, and he just getting him. I was like, oh, okay, turn it up.
He said, my father did not die in vain.
Not with the British shit. So they tussling. Seraphim get that 1-2 back on him, and he called, you know, that telekinesis shit to pull that sword back to him. He got old boy in a headlock. Heron grabs the spear, and he's like, no, it's not going out like this. But then he heard his daddy. He's like, you gotta go inward. He's like, do you mean literally? And he let the spear go, and he stabs himself. It goes into his brother. He was like, that's not good enough. And he shoved the shit in some more. I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, another homage to, you know, I think another thing about fucking Dragon Ball Z is just like the fucking Raditz and Goku thing. It's just like, I got this nigga Piccolo. Like, just do the fucking special beam, triple whatever special beam can and do that. Like, do that. Like,
yeah, self-sacrificing shit. I'm not down.
My brother tripping. It's the exact same thing. Raditz and Goku, brothers. And fucking him and Seraphim brothers.
Oh, it kind of, you know, it's a cartoon, of course, but then you think about it on a, you know, on a human level, and you like, they was both having the same trials and tribulations and still was combative with each other. They was on the level, but they just couldn't see it.
Because it go back to, you know, I don't bring psychology into it. It goes back to, you know, how people handle things. You know, the same thing can happen to somebody. They handle it different reasons, like me. You know, if somebody was, you know, if your family of alcoholics is like, man, my whole family alcoholics, I'm good on drinking. Some people, my family is alcoholic. That's why I'm an alcoholic. Like, it's like same thing. People just, you know, they it's a different effect.
Price is different.
That's exactly, yeah. And that's exactly what it is. Like, we went through the same shit. You turn bad and I turn good. And it's just how it is.
Yeah. So they finally detached themselves from the spear, and what is it? Oh boy, Heron, he wakes up in fucking, well, before that happened, his godly powers awaken some more. He got his daddy's powers, and he just dropped the lightning on his brother. I was like, damn, homie, you should have did that forever ago. What would it have taken?
this war would have been a lot shorter if you would have had.
A lot shorter. So I was like, okay, kudos. You get to actually be a part of Mount Olympus. So he wake up. This motherfucker is totally healed. Because I thought he got stabbed in the center of his chest. Yeah. They put the shit over here. So, oh boy, Seraphim, I feel bad for him. He had a lot of shit going on. He just needed therapy. I don't know if Socrates was born yet. But
He needed him then. He needed some.
He needed his ass. So yeah. This motherfucker wakes up. He think it's all gravy. No. This nigger is in the underworld.
Yeah.
First motherfucker he see is Hades.
I'm like, Hades, like, where have you been this whole time?
They mentioned, he don't never get mixed up in that shit.
Yeah, they mentioned him, but he was just like, Hades is like, he's neutral though.
Yeah, he's Switzerland.
I can kick it down here, but I ain't in that shit.
Yeah, he like the dude that just smoke weed and watch the shit and talk about it. If somebody come down there and talk to him about it.
The person that just be like, y'all niggas crazy.
Exactly. So he was like, what the fuck am I doing down here? And he was like, where am I? He was like, oh, baby, you in the underworld, son. It's actually worse than what it looks like. Like, damn. He was like, yeah, but I can help you if you just bow. I was like, he is forever a pawn piece in, under somebody's thumb.
Right. Get on your knees. Because that's the same thing Harry was telling him.
Yes.
Get on your knees. That's why he was like, I'm sick of this 9-to-5, man. I'm sick of this shit. I always got to get on my knees.
Yes. And
they all come back to, hey, man, if you want to live some more, got to get on them knees, big dog. Oh,
my God. But I actually felt bad for him because he was dealt a hard hand and just had no way out. He did, but he never found the right way to get out of it.
Because Zeus said, I can heal him and help him. He ain't want that shit. No. And I think it is too, but I do from a writing perspective and a consumption perspective, mm-hmm. as an audience member, you used to the cliche team up. Yeah. You used to that, you know what, I was wrong. I was fucked up. Anime is a good example of that. Like, it's like, I was fucked up, but let me come to your side. You know, Goku is a good person that does that. Naruto always does it. It's like, the power of friendship. Like, and that's just always a truth. And Seraphim was like, fuck that. I'm not your friend. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm going to give you this raggedy olive branch. It's an olive branch, but it's raggedy.
Yeah.
And we not, he was real scarred with his shit. He was scarred with it. He was just like, hey.
Pretty much.
Faza, fuck you. You know, basically. Like, brother. Like, nah, yeah, no.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, it's just, and I do like stories like that. That's the classic Killmonger theory. It's like, I understand you, brother.
I got you.
Yeah.
I fuck with you. The Thanos, I understand.
Yeah.
Stain, my hero, I get it. I get what y'all on. Pain on Naruto, I get it. Yeah. I get why y'all doing this. Y'all not, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Y'all 100. Fucked up. Like, and so even in real life, like, some of the people that be mobilizing and like, we just gone. Like, I remember I was at a rally, a protest, and that let me realize, like, you can't, everybody not in charge of the chance. Like, you got to make sure the people in charge of the chance are the right people. Because one dude tried to make a chant and he was just like, kill all white people. And I'm like,
oh, bam. No, sir.
All of them? Like,
that's not our vibe right here.
But we didn't, no, not all of them. Like, and I think that's the huge, it's always just that one radical motherfucker that's just like,
who the fuck gave you niggas mics? I know.
I want what you want. Just not to that extent. Like, I like Brad Pitt, fam. You can't kill him.
Yeah.
Like, it's some white people I fuck, like Rob. I fuck with Rob and Ken. Yes.
Oh, you know I do.
Tony. Like, I know you fuck with Rob. That's like, and you can take any other white person as long as you leave Rob. That's what you say.
No, but you call my two favorite white people, Rob and Brad Pitt.
Right. Yeah. All the rest of the motherfuckers, Quaker Oats man, he can go. Wendy's, she, Raggy Bitch can go. Actually, I love Skojo. You can go too, Skojo. Like, oh yeah, just leave me Brad and Rob and I'm good.
Yeah, man. But I just tell folks that if they have never got into Greek mythology, they should, because we watch that shit on TV all day. Zeus is the cautionary fuckboy tale.
He is like, I said, I've already incriminalized myself enough, but I'll double down on my incriminalization because I'm not that. I'm a changed man. I've done some trash ass things in my life, and that doesn't even hold a candle to a piece of what Zeus has done.
Oh yeah,
and I was just watching him like, you are wild. When that person in the crowd said that's his seventh bastard son,
I can hear that little British accent. That's his seventh bastard son.
Damn. Seven?
Oh, they ain't been keeping count. It had to be more.
It had to be more. It's probably 17. That's always what I think. If there's a number confirmed, there's a double that's unconfirmed.
Exactly. I don't know. You got
seven outside kids, there is at least seven more that we don't even know about. That were never, that actually mom shut their mouth and took their hush money. Yes.
Because everybody don't buy them like that. But right. I love this show.
Great show.
Yeah, great show. I told you I went in skeptical. I was like, nope, because Netflix always putting out this shit. It'd be on that bullshit level. Let me just watch it so I can tell people on Instagram it's bullshit. And they shut my mouth.
Several times.
Yeah.
You have. I appreciated that. So I remember commenting one time like, hey, keep doing this because you just saved me like 2-3 days worth of agony. So thank you so much.
I go in watching shit on Netflix with a red marker. Like, this is already trash in my mind. And you're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah. So I love doing that shit. I love, you know, saving y'all some time. But I'm going to have to steal something from your show, Animation. Out of a level 9,000, what do you give this?
God of Blood is excusable. Overall, great, 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 great anime, great show. Honestly, it's tough to even classify this as an anime, but that's what they marketed it as. And you know, if that's the case, I'll ride with it. But this is very like mini episode cartoonish. I don't know. I don't think I didn't do too much actual factuals on this. But I don't know if this originated because it default to English. So usually, you know, with animes, it default to Japanese and then you with English subtitles, but it defaulted to English. And I don't know, is that to make it a broader audience or to get more people involved? Whatever the case is, it had the option, because I checked, it had the option for Japanese with English subtitles. But if we, you know, putting it in the anime realm, it's short, it's digestible, it built a world. Two worlds, actually, the world of Olympus and I think if you haven't ever watched anything with Greek mythology, this is a very great introduction to it, because the character development or what they're trying to portray these characters as isn't off from what they are in Greek mythology.
Exactly.
Hera has been very vindictive and vengeful, and she's with the ships, and she's very tactical and planful, and like she put some shit together. Like Geppetto, she's very, you know, meticulous in how she works. Zeus, first ever fuckboy, documented fuckboy in history, has an outside kids. I mean, you know, like I said, where the fuck was Hercules and all this? You know, Ares. You know, granted his character development, I mean, not color character, his character design, I wasn't too fond of. I think, you know, if you'd have got a war, but everybody was pretty grounded. Yeah. I think that, like, that was my only thing, I think, to make it more digestible for people who haven't watched Greek, you know Greek mythology. Like, they made them very human-like. Like, they made them godly, but not as godly as, you know, until the fight came, they made them a little bit more godly. But, like, in Greek mythologies, the capabilities of Zeus alone was way more than what the show did. They really buffed him. They buffed him a lot. They buffed Hera. They definitely buffed Ares and Hermes and Apollo. Like, they buffed those guys all the way down to bare minimum stats. But I understood what they were trying to do. I understood, like, I didn't take that away from the show. I understood they're trying to, like, and you know, because at the end of the day, when you make something, you're here to make money.
Yeah.
And you want to make something that's digestible and you want to make something that people get to. So I didn't have too many gripes with the show. Very fun. Enjoyed it the whole time. Very easy. Some of the decision making for Heron was kind of iffy, which kind of made the show a little iffy at times. But all in all, I guess, as I'm running long, 7,200 for that. 7,200 out of 9,000.
I say that, yeah. I was thinking about 6,800.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only reason I say that, I think, you know what? Let me stop lying. I was going to say they may have compressed the episodes into 8 and they probably could have expanded them into more, but that would only happen if the episodes felt rushed, and they didn't feel rushed to me.
They didn't feel rushed, no. I feel like they took because the episodes weren't the usual 20 to 24 minute. They was at the, I think some of them might've got up to 37 minutes. Yeah. I'm not sure. But they were a little bit longer, and they used their time wisely. There wasn't really any wasted time.
Yeah, and they didn't try to throw a lot of characters in, because you could recognize some of the gods in the background.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't
try to smash them all in. That would have made the story convoluted. Like, that's too much. Yeah, so I think they hit all the marks.
There's shit ton of gods. They could have, like, a shit ton of gods.
Yes.
And they didn't even, you know, they didn't really bring any other goddesses. They could easily, I don't know, you know, Athena. Granted, Athena is technically not a bastard because she came from Zeus's head. But,
yeah. And why are we glossing over this, that Hera was his damn sister?
Yeah.
Like, she was, I love you, brother, till the end. And I'm your brother was slanging it. I know. But if they decided to give him a season 2, what would you like to see? Yeah, I know you said a lot about Hercules.
Where is he at?
Was he born yet?
I don't know. I don't know how that lines up. And maybe I can do a little research and figure that out. Where's Heracles, I guess, where's he at?
Yeah.
Did you ever, side note, did you ever watch that Hercules movie with The Rock? I never watched it.
I don't recall. And I think that was a point in my life I was like, The Rock doing too much. Mm. And I wasn't watching a lot of his films.
I love The Rock, and that's, but I haven't watched that movie. I don't know. I would want to see him if he's in the story. If not, if it's strictly off of what the characters we've seen, I would bring some more. Obviously, I want to see what Hades is going to do, but Hades can't just be Hera again. Yeah. Like, Hades has to approach it differently, and seeing where Hera went wrong, and he was like, you know what? I'm not even going to include the Titans. I'm going to go about it this way. And then I want them to have to be like, nigga, shit is real. Like, we got it. And now that Poseidon's on the right side of it, see what Poseidon do. Because Poseidon, not to be corny, but he got washed a little bit. Like,
yeah,
at this moment, but then he got washed immediately after. But I think I would want to see Hades attack it differently. I would want to see more guys come in. Because like I said, they getting smoked out. And they like, you know what? Fam. We need some more good guys, like, we, because Hades is applying pressure.
Yeah.
Because to me, Seraphim at first, I'm like, damn. So, like, how I looked at it, if Seraphim applying all this pressure and giving these people the blues like this, y'all don't want to see what Hades got.
Yeah, because that's immortal,
right? Because that Cerberus was giving y'all the blues, and so he got a Cerberus 10 times bigger than that, just guarding fucking Hades itself.
Yeah.
So y'all don't want to see Hades if y'all can't handle Seraphim.
Yeah.
And now that that's his lackey again, he gonna be tough. I just don't want to see recycled, though. I want to see a really lean into a different story and a different way of approaching it. It's just not a monster of the week.
Yeah. Well, the other side of that coin, I would want to see something like what they do with American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Keep producing, but something different. So basically, let's try another story, because I would like to see the story of Medusa. Like, it's a story there. I always see her as a hideous creature that's just killing men. Like, let's show her backstory, how she got here. Again, some fuck shit.
Right.
So
she was raped, right?
And then tortured again. Was it about Hera again? I have to reach back.
I remember she being raped,
Yeah, and then got cursed to be the fucking snake woman that she was because she got raped. I'm like, yeah, I'll be on that fuck shit. Raped.
And I think it is, too, what it would be funny now that you mentioned that, if the next story is Hercules and it's still the blood of Zeus, and then the whole storyline is just him being, like, kids. Like, it's just him being all the bastard story.
Yes.
That would be funny too.
That would be hilarious. And that is why Zeus and them is messy. Yes, right. Well, Ice, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I thought you was the perfect first person to do this episode with me.
You're like messy ice. Like that.
I need to get the king of trash on her. He would like to call, he called the trash as it is. Yes. But if you could tell the people where they can find you out in these social streets.
Yes, please, please, please. Again, I have PSAs that I do on a daily basis where I had them. I'm bringing them back. And I got a lot more content that I'm making. I'm starting to do movie reviews too about movies that I've never seen. So I'm doing a lot of new content coming your way at the latter end of December and then all of 2021. I'm on y'all heads, and you can find me at ice.mcgowan on Instagram and then ice_mcgowan on Twitter.
All right then, man. Well, like I said, this will not be the last time I have you on the show. I know y'all was tripping on me because I had Keenan on. And you was like, bitch, where's our invite?
Damn, bro, you got this bald head motherfucker on here. Go get some hair in the equation. You need some hair, man. You got this.
Yeah, man. All right, dude. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you for stopping by and giving me your take on this because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, always, always. Appreciate y'all. Always appreciate you, Q, always. And y'all stay active. Stop. Don't be trash like these people in this show.
We can all learn something from Zeus Trash Ass.
100%.
All right, then. Take it easy.
All right.
All right, y'all, this is our new show segments. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank you for coming back to listen to part two. And my guest and I had a great time, so I hope we brought the funny and brought the knowledge and brought the what the fuck. But anyway, I have more segments coming. If you have any suggestions, email them, DM them. If you have any comments, let us know. If any news drops your way, send it my way, because I'm a one-man show over here, so all the help that I can get, I truly appreciate. So I'm gonna get out of here, and I'll see y'all next week. All right, y'all, it's time to do the spiel to pay the bills. You can support the show by donating through Patreon, Cash App, which is $Gadgets and Geekery, or through anchor.fm. There's a couple of different ways that you can donate to the show on a month-to-month basis to help sustain future episodes and equipment. There's merch over on the Gadgets and Geekery website. There's shirts, mugs, hats, cell phone cases, all sizes on the shirts. You can call us and leave any comments or show ideas on the hotline, which is 972-664-4886. Again, that's 972-664-4886. We're on all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Gadgets and Geekery is how you can find us. We also have a 21 and up Discord that you can find through our Patreon. We also have a Nerdcore Spotlight showcasing artists in nerd, genre, hip-hop, etc. You can submit your songs to gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. Again, that's gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. And also, please leave a review wherever you stream the show. All right, and again, I hope you enjoyed. ¶¶